Hello, my librarian and teacher friends. I'm Kate Messner, the author of Tracking Tortoises, The Mission to Save a Galapagos Giant. I know that many of you know me from my nature picture books, like Over and Under the Snow and Over and Under the Rainforest, and I am so excited to have some wonderful nature titles for your older elementary school and middle school readers now, too. That all started with Tracking Pythons, the quest to catch an invasive predator and save an ecosystem, which is all about the scientists tracking and studying invasive Burmese pythons in South Florida. This book came out right at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, so some libraries missed ordering it right away, but I'm so grateful to those of you who did and who have been letting folks know about it. This one was a Junior Library Guild selection, a Maine Children's Book Award nominee, and it made the long list for the Green Earth Book Award. I had so much fun researching this book, tagging along with scientists as they tracked these giant pythons through the swamps of South Florida, that I immediately started thinking about what was next. How else were scientists using radio telemetry and GPS tracking to learn more about wildlife? That question led me to the Galapagos Islands, where a team of researchers is using brand new technology to uncover secrets about some of the oldest living creatures on the planet. When Charles Darwin visited the Galapagos Islands, he heard some locals talking about how giant tortoises would migrate up and down the slopes of these enormous volcanoes. Did they do that every year? And if they did, why? A team of researchers is in the process of answering those questions right now. I spent a week tracking tortoises with them in the Galapagos, and the result is Tracking Tortoises, The Mission to Save a Galapagos Giant, a book that takes readers along on that science adventure too. I hope you'll share it with your readers who love nature and adventure.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.